I'm not even sure Americans really know who makes the decisions at the end of the day around their transportation service or even the roads and freeways and all of the basic things that people rely on. I think there is, unfortunately, somewhat of a crisis of people not even being informed that there is a $500 billion Federal Surface Transportation Act, second only to the defense bill. I think that more and more we're seeing a culture of consumerism, a culture of people not understanding basic legislative processes, a culture of people being very much enamored with their automobiles, and very much about keeping gas prices down and not even being clear why or how. And so people oftentimes, if they're even aware of the issues, are acting out of annoyance or anger about them being inconvenienced in any way versus really being activated. And at the end of the day, what's needed is more organizations on the ground educating, as tedious as it could look or could be, practically door to door, both drivers and both transit riders and transit workers, to create a more national debate. I think I have been told before in meetings with congressional staffers that even within the chambers of Congress, there isn't a transportation is not even one of the big hot ticket issues. So I think it's both a responsibility of the quote-unquote movement that exists to continue to raise this issue to have a national profile, both inside Congress as well as on the ground in our own regions, in our own cities.